Welcome to Simple and Scriptural with Pastor Tom of Hope Bible Church. We're here to begin our Discover series and to specifically answer the question, why should we learn the Bible? Pastor Tom?
That's a great question, and people who come to church or see other people that are reading the Bible want to know that. Why are you making such a big deal out of that book? And the answer is because that book claims to be from God. It claims to be the one book out of all the books in the library, out of all the books in the world, to be the book which comes from the mind and voice of God, so that we can get to know God. We can get to know God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Why read the Bible? You read the Bible to get to know God, and you get to know God through Jesus Christ. Jesus wants us to have faith in Him. He wants us to learn to trust Him. He indeed rose from the dead, and that authenticates the truth of the Bible. And so that's a great reason to learn the Bible.
And Christ tells me in the scripture how I should live. And this is found within the scriptures?
Absolutely. You'll go to scripture and you'll read what God forbids, what He's angry with, what He doesn't want you to do. There are the thou shalt nots, but there's also the positive instruction. Love your neighbor as yourself, or to give thanks in all circumstances. So you learn what God really wants out of your life, who you are in relationship to Him, and how you're to worship Him and pray to Him and talk to Him and live in a way that pleases Him.
Well, that takes a lot of questions out of life, but there are still some things in life that seem very difficult. What's the future going to hold for me? What decisions should I make? And how does the Bible speak to those?
And there are a lot of competing voices out there trying to get you to think in one way, to make decisions one way. But the Bible focuses you on the person of God and the person of Jesus so that you can learn to make decisions to please Him. So you won't find the answer to every little question, like which car should I buy next, or should I get an Apple computer, or things like that. But it'll teach you about proper motivation and how to go about making your decisions. And I think that is much more relevant and much more powerful than just a list of all the different questions of life and answers like that.
But it also helps me with learning what to expect. The Bible isn't just a book of past, and it's not just a book of present, but it's a book of the future.
Yes, it's a book of the future. It lets us know what's going to happen in our future, what's going to happen after you die. The Bible tells you what's going to happen on this planet in the future. God lets us know. And so it tells us of the foundations. It tells us about how God created the world. It also tells us where it's all heading.
Well, that sounds fascinating, to all be packed into one little book.
It sure is. It's an intriguing book. It has miracles. It tells about songs that we can sing to God. It tells us proverbs of wisdom. It gives us pithy sayings. It also gives us strong motivation for living when life is disappointing, when we're discouraged. It also tells us how to rejoice, tells us to be humble. It really covers all of life, how to live in your family, how to live in a community of believers.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leak of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question that you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, just visit the website of simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.